AP News, I'm Julie Walker. U.S. health officials say a food poisoning outbreak tied to alfalfa sprouts and involving multiple germs has sickened people in 15 states. More than three dozen cases in Minnesota and Wisconsin alone. The CDC lists 55 cases nationally, including four people who have been hospitalized. Food poisoning outbreaks tend to be defined by one type of germ, but this outbreak involves people with salmonella and different strains of E. coli. President Trump gets to keep building his $400 million White House ballroom for now, after Supreme Court Justice John Roberts signed a temporary order today allowing work to continue while the court considers an emergency appeal from the Trump administration. Lower courts had ordered a halt to the project, finding that it must have congressional approval. Swedish officials say an attack by a man with a sword at a school there has left one person dead and two seriously injured. They say the attacker was caught. Philanthropist Nancy Kissinger, wife of former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, dies at 92. She was a strong presence on the New York philanthropy scene and was also seen at high fashion openings. She made headlines in 1982 when she tried to throttle a woman who harassed her and her husband with insulting questions at Newark Airport. She was acquitted of assault. Dutch data protection authorities have fined Uber nearly $1 billion, saying the ride-hailing company used automated software to suspend driver accounts, sometimes permanently with no human review to check for mistakes. The violations took place from 2018 to 2022. Uber has since stopped the violations. This is AP News.
Prosecutors argue that Clancy contrived to get her husband out of the house the day of the killings. They have attempted to show that while she was getting treatment for anxiety, insomnia, and depression, she wasn't suffering from psychosis. For his final witness, Clancy's lawyer called Dr. Philip Resnick, a forensic psychiatrist and expert in filicide, or the killing of a child by a parent. Resnick testified that Clancy
was frankly psychotic
on the day that she killed her children and was not in control of her actions
and did not have control of her own body. It was almost like she was a puppet and someone else was pulling the strings.
Dr. Resnick also testified that Clancy suffered from altruistic filicide.
In doing what they believe is in the best interest of the children based on their delusional idea.
I'm Julie Walker, AP News.